You sold, what was that? Tell everybody the item that you were telling me this story this morning, and I thought
I don't remember the name of it. It was an electric guitar that was given to me to sell for someone. Mm-hmm. So I had a price. We knew that when you Google, you could take a picture of it and Google it, and they're going for sale for right around $750. Mm-hmm. Well, this one wasn't brand new. It was missing a string, but it was in great shape. It was in like new condition. So I thought it would be fair to ask $350, $400 for it. Yeah,
and so. Then you figure somebody was going to bargain a little bit.
So, bargain a little bit,
but that's a great 50% off on something like that.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. If you know electric guitars and you do your homework, and that this day and age, anyone can take a Google picture of any. If you go to a flea market fair, you can take a picture of that item, and the internet will tell you what it's worth instantaneously.
Yeah.
So technology has really helped out. AI is helping out, and you can tell that it was a good deal, and someone stole from me. They stole.
Well,
I stepped away for a minute to do other things, and I left other people in charge of my booth, and I told them ubiquitously, small items $10, medium items $20, big items 25 and up. Just use your brain, you know, let me know. And I came back, and the $750 guitar got sold for $50.
Oh.
Yeah. It was, I guess the best word I have is consignment. It was a consignment I was trying to sell. So it wasn't my cash. So I was sick to my stomach that I didn't get the $400 for this.
So now what do you do, right? You're at that moment
where
you're.
I had to make the phone
call. Yeah.
And the person who sold it for me while I was gone didn't do anything wrong. It's not like they did it on purpose.
No.
They did literally what I told them to sell things for. I was like, yeah, everything is that price except this one item. And I didn't think that it would sell. I didn't think that people would come up and buy an electric guitar. Someone offered $50, stole it from me.
But the good news is the person that gave it to you said, it's okay. It's okay. $50, it was okay.
Yep, because it had been handed down to them, and it wasn't something that they had paid money for. And they were like, yep, don't even stress out about it. So once they said that, I felt better. It made everything better.
So this guy's walking
my stomach.
Yeah, this guy's walking away, and he got this really nice guitar for $50.
Yeah.
And you know, we do that every once in a while. That's why I call it junking. I love going junking. I love going to places. I found a really super wonderful chair. I always go to the richer neighborhoods.
Sure.
Because
it's a good yard sale.
Yeah, because they always have nice furniture. They just want to get rid of it. Money is no object to them. So you can get yourself really nice furniture, like for pennies on the dollar. I would say that's the first place that I usually go, especially if you're a bachelor, right? You don't need
the
fancy stuff. Yeah.
Right.
So you go in there and you buy. Well, I decided to go on the list, and I was looking at some stories about people going out and getting some deals in garage sales. And the first thing that popped up, you told me that the story this morning, it popped up on my computer, vintage guitar for pennies. A guy bought what he thought was an old beat-up guitar for $20. Turns out it was a 1960s Fender Strat worth thousands.
And I think, like I said, I could be wrong, but with the technology nowadays, he might have known what it was worth by taking a picture.
Sure.
Google search it, and boom, knew what it was, and was like, I'll give you this much for it.
And he just throws out $50 just to see what somebody will say. Because that's what I would do.
The story's so similar, even in price.
Right? That's why I said you got to talk about this. Somebody picked up grandma's cookie tin surprise. Someone paid $1 for a rusty cookie tin full of buttons inside a diamond ring wedged at the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Worth $10,000.
That makes you sick to your stomach.
So my question is, did they return it?
Please.
I don't know.
Oh, it's someone's wedding ring.
Yeah,
you have to return it.
Paintings have always been a thing, too.
Paintings crack me up, because in the back of it, you don't even know. There's the Declaration of Independence in the backside of a painting. You're like, wow.
Comic books. See, that's another one that you got to... If you know nothing about comic books, and I don't.
I don't know anything.
But my oldest daughter is into that kind of stuff, and she's like, Dad, there's a lot of books out there worth a lot of money. So when you see comic books, can you go check for this? I go, I don't know.
What am I checking for?
I don't know what I'm looking for. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. A stack of kids' comic books, $10 included Amazing Fantasy number 15. That was the first Spider-Man. What do you think that was worth?
$17.
$20,000.
Good Lord.
$20,000, anyway.
So it's only as worth as much as someone's willing to pay. That's what I feel. Everyone's like, well, it's got a value. Only to certain people.
Yeah.
That's the situation I have with hoarders. They think it has a value. No, it doesn't. But people who collect comic books, you're just hoarding. It's a fancy hoard.